Thank you, Chair. India is located between two of the major illicit opium and heroin producing regions of the world and is affected as a major transit country due to trafficking originating from these regions. This surge in the illicit cultivation of the poppy crop has to be reversed through all possible means. Otherwise, the trends negate all efforts put in by the international community. India has been an active participant in the Paris Pact initiatives ever since its inception. The emergence of new psychotropic substances is a major issue of global concern. An expert committee on NPS has been constituted, and we have already controlled ketamine and mephedrone as a psychotropic substance. The forensic capabilities are also being enhanced. The importance of curbing illicit uses of precursors while ensuring their legitimate use cannot be overemphasized. India is a major manufacturer and trader of precursor chemicals. We deemed it necessary to comprehensively revise our regulation in respect of precursors to confront the emerging challenges, and the revised regulations have been extremely helpful in controlling the use of precursors. To effectively counter the illicit financial flows and proceeds of crime generated from drug trafficking and other transnational organized crime, India has recently amended its laws related to Money Laundering and Foreign Exchange Management Act. The recent changes provide for seizure and confiscation of property of equivalent value within the country if it is held that the property held abroad is in violation of the Foreign Exchange Management Act and anti-money laundering legislation. Further, India, in partnership with UNODC, hosted the Networking the Networks meeting in November 2015 in New Delhi on the issue of countering illicit financial flows originating from organized crime. To further step up the regional cooperation, India and UNODC Regional Office for South Asia are in the advanced stages of setting up a regional coordination center for South Asia named as the South Asian Regional Intelligence and Coordination Center, with Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Maldives, and India as founding members. On being operational, it will allow South Asia region to connect with other regional and global platforms and thus enable quick and secure information exchange to combat crimes related to drugs and money laundering. Both these initiatives would immensely help the region. Thank you for your patient hearing.